The news is read by Vivian Traynor.
As a three-day warning for hot weather comes into effect in Ireland, high temperatures are posing significant difficulties elsewhere in Europe. The authorities in several countries are dealing with wildfires, water shortages and pressure on electricity supplies. Karen Creed reports.
Met Éireann has issued a high temperature warning from today until Saturday for all counties in Leinster and Munster. It predicts highs of 30 degrees in some areas. Yesterday was the hottest August day in Ireland in almost 20 years, with a temperature of 29.2 degrees recorded in County Carlow. The extreme heat is continuing to have a significant impact in several European countries. Around 10,000 people have had to leave their homes in the southwest of France because of wildfires. With more pressure on electricity supplies as the temperatures soar, the Spanish government has introduced curbs on air conditioning, while the prolonged hot spell in Germany has lowered water levels of the Rhine, causing delays to shipping. In Britain, where an extreme heat warning has come into effect, the country's biggest water provider has warned that restrictions on supply may have to be imposed.
The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to address worries about the safety of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear complex in southeastern Ukraine. There's growing international concern about the threat posed to the plant by explosions and gunfire. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of putting the safety of the plant in jeopardy. The G7 group of industrialised nations has warned that Russia's continued occupation of the plant endangers the region and has called for the return of the facility to Ukrainian control. The Russian invasion of Ukraine began this day 6 months ago. In his nightly televised address, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said his country would retake control of territory lost to Russia.
Ми вигнали російську армію з північних областей.
We expelled the Russian army from the northern regions. We expelled the invaders from Snake Island. They already feel that the time has come to flee from Kherson and the south of our country. The time will come when they will flee from the Kharkiv region, from the Donbass and from Crimea. And everyone who can help in this should do so.
A British man accused of being part of the Islamic State group has been charged in the UK with terrorism offences. 38-year-old Aon Davis was detained after he arrived at Luton Airport on a flight from Turkey. He has denied any involvement in the murder of Western hostages in Syria. Taiwan's army has held another live fire drill around after China ended its largest ever military exercises around the island. China began the military exercises following a visit to Taiwan by the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi. Mrs. Pelosi said the US could not allow China to establish its heightened level of pressure on Taiwan as a matter of course.
We will not allow China to isolate Taiwan. They have kept Taiwan from participating in the World Health Organization, other things where Taiwan can make a very valued contribution. And they may keep them from going there, but they're not keeping us from going to Taiwan.
The authorities in Australia have said that the singer and actress Olivia Newton-John, who died on Monday, is to be given a state memorial service. The state premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews, said her memorial service would be much more of a concert than a funeral and would be an appropriate celebration of a rich and generous life. A date has not yet been set. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant to provide the full home heating solution and take efficiencies to new levels. Visit grant.eu.
There'll be pockets of mist or fog this morning, but today will be very warm, sunny and dry. Highest temperatures generally ranging from 24 to 29 degrees, reaching 30 degrees in some areas of Munster and Leinster.